This is Morning Edition on Vermont Public Radio. Good morning, I'm Mitch Wertlieb. The company Lincoln Renewable Natural Gas has filed a petition to construct a renewable natural gas plant at a farm in Salisbury. If the plant is approved by the Vermont Public Service Board, it would be just the second of its kind in the United States. And here to tell us more about it is Dan Smith, president of Lincoln RNG. Dan, thanks for being with us.
Thank you, Mitch. Good morning.
Tell us more about how this plant will work. What kind of renewable gas will you be using?
So I think the state and listeners are familiar with Cow Power Program, which processes manure in anaerobic digesters and then burns the biogas in a generator to produce electricity. The first step of this plant will be the same. We'll produce biogas from cow manure, and then there'll be an additional step, which is an upgrade of the biogas into biomethane. Once you upgrade biogas into biomethane, at that point, it's interchangeable with pipeline natural gas. It's methane is the gas, and it can be injected into a pipeline or compressed and delivered to a customer who can use it in the same form as natural gas delivered in a pipeline is used for heating fuel, and it can also be used as vehicle fuel as well.
Most of the output of this plant will be piped to serve Middlebury College. How much of their gas needs will the plant supply?
The college has established a sustainability objective about 10 years ago to take all of their number 6 heating oil offline. So they've been burning oil, not gas. About 5 years ago, they built a wood chip plant that took about half of their number 6 oil offline. Through conservation and efficiency, they've also reduced their consumption. This project would produce the equivalent for them of about 640,000 gallons of number 6. And so once they switch the number 6 to the RNG, they'll be pretty close to being completely renewable fuel sourced at that point.
Any other customers besides Middlebury College?
In the startup period for the first 3 to 5 years, the remaining output of the project will be sold to Vermont Gas, and Vermont Gas will remarket the fuel to their customer base.
Let's talk a little bit more about that. The gas going into the bigger Vermont Gas pipeline, that's being extended to Middlebury, even though the Vermont Gas pipeline isn't quite constructed yet. How is this all working?
Well, in the immediate term, if we're able to build the plant this year, which we hope to be able to do, at present, Vermont Gas is serving Agrimark, the cheese company in Middlebury, with gas service with compressed truck gas delivery service. They've established a distribution pipe network in the area right around Agrimark, and the gas is being trucked by the company that compresses and trucks gas from their facility in Milton. So right now, Agrimark is receiving trucked gas. It's decompressed and then put in the distribution facility. That distribution line is going to be extended to Middlebury College literally by the day today. So once the additional thing that will happen is Vermont Gas will build a spur line from that, what they call it, a gas island distribution facility, to the location of the gas plant, which is about 6 miles south of Middlebury. So the gas at that point will be piped in from the south to the gas island and trucked in from the north to the gas island and served the college. And also the additional amount will go to the other customers that Vermont Gas establishes in the gas island in Middlebury.
Is that method that you just described a temporary thing up until the pipeline gets built, if it gets built?
That's certainly the way Vermont Gas sees it. From my perspective, Middlebury College is my customer. Vermont Gas is providing the transportation mechanism through their pipeline, their spur pipeline, and their gas island to the college. That's the main concern that I have, that the college get their gas and that Vermont Gas be able to take the rest of it and use it as they desire.
Dan Smith, any concerns about getting the easements that are needed to connect your plant to Middlebury College? Because that's been a pretty big problem for Vermont Gas as they're working to extend the pipeline south to Middlebury.
No concern there. The pipeline is a fairly straightforward run up Creek Road, Shardvilla Road and Creek Road to Middlebury, and the pipeline will be in the road right-of-way access that's already established with the towns.
As I understand it, the plan for this plant has been in the works for about 7 years now. What's taken so long?
The main thing is to establish a new type of of application of technology is cumbersome. I've learned the difference between bleeding, cutting, and leading edge. My objective was to establish something really on the leading edge. This technology is usable, is being employed all over the world. So it's proven technology, just not in the United States. Your lead is that this is the second project. When I started, it would have been the first project. It just takes time to work through all the different issues that are involved with establishing a new type of technology. And in the United States, obviously, there are a lot of layers of every kind, financial, regulatory, and engineering, that's involved with putting this together. And it's the same discussion. Yes, it's new, but no, it's proven technology elsewhere. And it's a question of getting the different folks comfortable with that idea. And it just takes time.
So if the PSB says yes to this project, you think it'll be about a year before it's up and running? Is that what you said previously?
Well, despite the fact that it's taken the amount of time it's taken, I'm an endless optimist. And I'm hoping that the board will see fit to allow this to go forward so that I can actually build this year. The construction time is not that long. And if we're able to get started sometime this summer, we could have the gas online by the fall.
And when do you expect to hear a decision from the PSB?
Well, 3 to 4 months would be the hoped-for time from the Public Service Board. If they choose to use their expedited review process, 3 to 4 months would be the time.
Dan Smith is the president of Lincoln Renewable Natural Gas. Thanks so much for taking the time.
Thank you very much, Mitch.